Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Eileen Dunn-Crescenzi, owner of Dunn-Crescenzi Restaurants, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Eileen. So, Eileen, we're going to talk about Italian desserts today. And, you know, we're used to seeing a tiramisu or a gelato on an Italian restaurant menu, but there's a lot more to it as well. Are sweet things and cakes and desserts and pastries a big part of food culture in Italy?
Oh, definitely. I think the Italians have a very sweet tooth, actually. And, you know, they differ from region to region. There's a vast variety. If you start at the north, you've got your strudel, you know, the Austrian influence, the strudel and the Sauerkraut. Piemonte, you've got your panna cotta because, you're close to France. But then you come down to Rome, you've got maritozza, you know, tarts with ricotta, tarts with amarena cherries. And then down to Naples, you got baba, sfogliatelli, pastiera, and down to Sicily. Well, we all know about the cannoli, but we've got the cassata. An interesting one is Le Mimi di Sant'Agata, which are kind of mimicking the breasts of St. Agatha because she was a martyr in the 3rd century and her breasts were cut off. But then they were realigned the day after, which was considered a miracle. So in February in Sicily, you know, every cake shop has these little kind of domes. They're like a cassata. So it's ricotta, sponge cake, and covered in almonds and icing, and with a nice glazed cherry on top. So I feel like eating those.
Okay, I'm not sure what I think about that at all. A lot of the desserts and the sweet things are they around kind of religious festivals and connected to religion? Yeah,
definitely. I mean, on the very seasonal. So you know, we've just got rid of now. They put away the panettones and the Pandoras and. In all the pastry shops now, they're full of frappe and castagnole. So that's for carnival.
Okay.
These are fried pastries covered in sugar. And then
you can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
Fried and covered in sugar.
The mimosa cake, you know, that's for Women's Day. That's a huge, huge thing. That they'll be around just for a week. Father's Day, 19th of March, beignet di San Giuseppe, deep fried beignet, all stuffed with gorgeous custard, vanilla custard. And then, of course, through the summer, it's just gelato, sorbet, granite. And then you're back to Christmas again, and you've got your panettones, Pandoros, all that. But I think what transcends all of those are what's in every region. That's your simple ciambelloni, which is a sponge cake. And your jam tart. I mean, that's every region.
Okay.
And it's probably the only ones that you would actually make at home.
Okay, so how do you make a ciambellone?
A ciambellone is so simple. You know, you just mix, it's 300 grams of flour, 3 eggs, a carton of yogurt, one cup of flour or 1 cup of oil and 1 cup of sugar. And just mix it all together. 108 degree oven and put it in for half an hour. It's so delicious. It's really good for breakfast, what they call here for kids, merenda, snacks during the day. And this is something the Italians would call as merende genuine. They're considered like a healthy snack.
Okay. And that's one you could have that cake lying around in the house for days in a tin, going at it now and again, kind of thing,
on
all
it's
occasions.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I would make it twice a week, yeah.
So you've also got for us a ricotta cake, which this is reasonably simple too, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all very simple. They're not elaborate at all. And that's a Jewish Roman speciality. If you can just imagine a cheesecake in a pastry casing, it's very, very good. Yeah.
Okay, and we put up the recipe for that. Tell me about then a Caprese chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favourites. It's from the island of Capri. And I reckon this lasts for about a week. And I reckon that must be because, you know, being an island, they probably didn't have supplies back in the old days. But it's what's great about this cake is it's flourless. So instead of flour, you use ground almonds. and chocolate, and oh, it's so good. And if you keep it for a week, even on the fifth day, throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds and serve it with vanilla ice cream or whatever. Just good on its own. Brilliant cake.
Okay, great. We'll stick up those three recipes on the website. So come here, if you were having people over for dinner this evening now, what dessert would you serve them?
Well, you know, I usually go for something light. So I was thinking of a zabaioni, which is like an instant custard. You know, you make it, it's very easy. You make a custard with it, but make it over a bain-marie and serve it with very light biscuits. They're called lingue di gatti, cat's tongues, and just dip it in this little custard. A fun way to serve that would be to put a dollop in an espresso cup and serve the little biscuits on the little saucer on the side. I think it'd have, make a good effect.
Oh yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, yeah. And they do like, they dip a biscuit in a Vinsanto as well, don't they?
For the cantuccini from Tuscany.
Okay, Okay, Eileen Dunn Crescenzi, owner of Dunn Crescenzi. As always, you've transported us there around the regions of Italy and made us all hungry. Thank you very much.
Right,
talk to you soon, Eileen.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.